Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, an election day that could be particularly great for people who want to see a reborn, revitalized, rejuvenated, that means young again, by the way, that's what rejuvenated is, a new, young, dynamic, and credible Republican Party. Why would this be such a great day in those terms? It would indicate to people that even in a state like Virginia, which, yes, it's a state with lots and lots of people who are prosperous in the upper part of the state, around the Washington, D.C. area, and people who are part of suburbs, which are more trending independent or Democratic, that it's still possible for Republicans to compete up there. If Glenn Youngkin, the Republican nominee, actually wins the state tonight, and he very well might. I think the odds are slightly in his favor, but it's supposed to be close. I hope everybody goes out and votes or mails in their ballot. Though I think in Virginia it's too late already. It was supposed to be not just postmarked by Election Day. The ballots are actually supposed to arrive. And could that give an edge to the Democrats who are more likely to use mail-in ballots or early voting? Who knows? We will find out. But fortunately, Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic candidate, is doing everything he possibly can to lose the election. And the reason it would be so encouraging for Republicans would not just be because it gives a boost and a jolt of energy and will cause more money to be donated and more candidates to run in the crucial midterm elections that are coming up a year from today. Just a year from today. Not only would it encourage Republicans, it would also be a very powerful lesson to people that Republicans can win even in a trending Democratic state like Virginia without relying on Trumpism and actually having the party move on. It's one of those things that despite the fact that Glenn Youngkin has distanced himself from the whole Stop the Steal theme, even though he has tried to indicate that he is not a Trump Republican first. He's not an anti-Trump Republican. He's grateful for President Trump's support. And it's an indication of how Republicans can actually unite in an era beyond Trump. And I think it's also been very crucial for Youngkin's success and the strength of his candidacy that Trump has basically kept out of the Virginia election, despite the fact that Terry McAuliffe wants him very, very much to be part of it. He's basically been conducting his entire campaign as if he were running against Trump. And he concluded his campaign on a truly terrible note with a speech last night in which he indicated what one of his first priorities would be if he is elected governor. We're talking about the Democratic candidate, former governor, former Bill and Hillary Clinton fundraiser, Terry McAuliffe. He had 4 years as governor. He was relatively popular, but he's run into all kinds of problems with a comeback. And the main problem is a credible Republican opponent. But is it really credible when Terry McAuliffe says that, yeah, he's going to basically run with this change in mind? Listen.
I promise you, we've got to diversify our teacher base here in Virginia. 50% of the students in Virginia schools, K-12, 50% are students of color, and yet 80% of teachers are white. We all know what we have to do in a school to make everybody feel comfortable in school. So let's diversify. So here's what I'm going to do. will be the first state in America. If you'll teach for 5 years here in Virginia in a high-demand area, that'll be geographic or coursework, we will pay room, board, and tuition at any college, any university, any HBCU here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Okay, do you know how unworkable that is? Because when he says, we will pay it if you teach for 5 years, what if the state of Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, goes ahead and decides, okay, we're going to pay for somebody to come from Washington State to go to one of the fine universities in Virginia, let's say the University of Virginia or George Mason University, or you name it, and Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. They go to one of these state universities in Virginia, and they take the money of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and then sure enough, they sign up after they have graduated, and they teach for a year, and then they don't like it, and then they get a better job somewhere else. Really? And by the way, he's talking about this as a way of creating more diversity. Does this offer of giving free tuition and free room and board, he said, does that only apply to black people? What about other people of color? Asians. Are they short on Asian teachers? I doubt it. They have a bunch of Asians in Virginia. But Asian Americans are very well represented among teaching positions all across the country. And what if you basically accept a teaching job elsewhere? Then they come after you to get you to pay this money that you have been granted? I mean, the whole thing as a last-minute ploy, and a last-minute ploy to try to appeal to black families, I think is lame. It's a pathetic politics, and it's also racist, because the implication being that you can't be a first-class teacher, an inspirational teacher, if you're the wrong race. And how absurd that is, and how baseless it is. And again, I do think it's worth playing, because it's very cleverly done, and it makes its point very well. There's also a new ad that was just unleashed by Glenn Youngkin about the fact that Youngkin is running against McAuliffe. McAuliffe thinks he's not running against Youngkin. He thinks he's running against Trump. And the ad makes the point this way. Listen.
Terry McAuliffe's campaign in Virginia is all about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. Trump is Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Trump.
Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. Trump.
Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. He keeps invoking Trump. Donald.
Have you made this race too much about Trump?
No. Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Trump,
Donald Trump,
Donald Trump,
Trump, Trump, Donald Trump,
Donald Trump, Donald Trump,
Donald Trump, Trump,
Trump.
Do you know, Dan, this isn't about Trump.
Okay, it's actually not about Trump. And look, I think the fact is that I give President Trump credit, because he made a terrible mistake. He made many. But he made one terrible mistake in particular when he came down the day after the election. It was actually not the day after the election. It was the day after the riot in the Capitol building, which was not a good look for the administration. The day after that, he came down to Dalton, Georgia, and he did a joint rally together with Senator Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue, and basically talked about how he wasn't giving up the fight. He was still thinking he had won the election. And that cost him votes in that part of, cost them votes in that part of Georgia. That's why they both lost. This time, thank you, President Trump. He left Glenn Youngkin alone. And it's going to be a close race tonight with votes coming in quickly. Tell you what to look for and more Also, more on virus and vaccine resistance coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. One of the wonderful things about this country is we really do have free expression. Sometimes people say crazy things. I mean, really have all kinds of points of view. And one of them has to do with the flat earth movement. And again, there are very few issues that were once controversial. And this was controversial 500 years ago. Not after that, but it is still controversial for people who were living back in the 1490s. Do you have that? We didn't play it yet. No, we didn't. Okay, we will play a collage of callers we've had who believe in a flat earth material. I didn't realize, but there is a whole flat earth community, and I've covered this before. One of their big get togethers is put together by an individual who's described as an influential figure in flat earth and Christian circles. I wish they wouldn't conflate that, because I think the percentage of people who believe in Christianity is still a very, very large. I think it is a majority in the United States. And the number of people who believe in flat earth is, well, let's just put it this way. I don't think it's a majority. I don't think it's a substantial minority. But in any event, there is a guy named Rob Skiba, and he put together this conference, which is called it's for advocates of the flat earth theory. It's called Take on the World. And because Take on the World is a biblical flat earth conference. And he is suddenly in the news because, as you might expect, he's not only a flat earther, he's very much an anti-vaxxer. And he believes the mark of the beast is involved with the vaccine. Why they decided to use the mark of the beast for this vaccine rather than vaccines that have actually been used all around the world, like polio vaccines, could have used that. But in any event, Rob Skiba, actually, a number of his followers and admirers are saying that he was uncanny in predicting the COVID crisis in a YouTube that he posted in 2012. Now, I mention all of this to you because Rob Skiba is in the news recently because he died. And I'm sorry that he died. He apparently caught COVID at the Flat Earth Conference, Take on the World, and then he came back in September, and he's been sick since then, since early September. He had been hospitalized for low oxygen levels, and he is one of the most country's most prominent advocates of flat earth theory. And here is what he predicted that does sound like it has a little bit of anticipation of the pandemic in it back in 2012. Listen.
Just imagine this. They release, whoever they are, they're responsible for everything, right? Release a really bad flu pandemic of some sort. Well, imagine this. If you don't get the shot that they've got all ready to go for you, no shot or cure means, well, you don't have a job. Somebody mentioned last night their job requires them to take the flu shot. And if they don't get the flu shot, they lose their job. So we're already seeing kind of a microcosm of that happening right now, a test. Got to take the shot. You know, you can't be a teacher in school, or you can't work at CVS or whatever. You got to take the shot. So they're already making it mandatory for some people. So we've got a little miniature test going on with that. If you don't take it, there's no cure, no job. You end up being quarantined. Oh, you don't want to take the shot? You don't want to take what really I believe is going to be the mark of the beast? Well, fine. You're going to have to be quarantined. Bring you over here.
Okay. With that in mind, and that was, again, predicted 9 years ago, that's interesting. He, of course, is a great and very outspoken opponent of the COVID-19 vaccinations. And in fact, at the Take on the World conference, where he was a featured speaker several times, on the first day of that conference, he put up a Facebook post suggesting that COVID-19 vaccines were dangerous. Quote, "To those who disagree with my position on our current situation, one of us is right," he wrote. Unless, and then he tries to write out the Hebrew name of God, unless he miraculously intervenes based on what I'm seeing, hearing, the one scenario that really does appear to be coming into focus is the likelihood that within, say, 2 to 3 years or so, one of us will probably be dead. Truly, I take no joy in saying this, nor will I if I'm the one still standing. Well, he's not. And more recently, he gave a YouTube trying to put together the biblical evidence, which is not good, by the way, of a flat earth. The clip is from, again, a YouTube channel. Listen.
On day four, it says he put the sun, moon, and stars in.
Amen.
Words mean something.
Mm-hmm. You just a few verses into the first chapter of the first book of the Bible, and if you have any integrity at all, you're going to get stuck on the firmament and realize what you think about space, just vaulted dome.
Wow.
He has founded his vaulted dome on the earth, and that's where you realize that not only is the firmament hard, the sky is hard, according to Job, and Proverbs, it says, made firm the skies above. And the sun, moon, and stars are in this thing. So you have a hard structure within which the sun, moon, and stars. So you got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Linguistically, that's what it says. I don't care how many letters you have after your name. You cannot change the fact that that's what the Hebrew says. And then when you realize that Amos tells you this thing is attached to the earth, you're in the Truman Show, dude. Sorry. Okay.
To believe that the Truman Show is a more accurate depiction of the sky and of the atmosphere surrounding the earth than you get, for instance, than, oh, I don't know, William Shatner saw when he went up on the Jeff Bezos special. It's sad, and it's sad that he died. He was memorialized on social media by some of his followers who said, whether you agree or disagree with him on a particular subject, you can't help but love his genuine, authentic, loving, disarming, comical approach to very polarizing content. He's a friend in tribute. What a great teacher he was. How can you be a great teacher if you're teaching people nonsense? I'm sorry, the flat earth theory is nonsense. And I think you're disqualified as a great teacher if what you're talking about is the idea that there's an edge of the earth and the sky is like a hard, thick dome a la the Truman Show. There's more. There's an Alabama police chief speaking about the COVID vaccine. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says this must be a decisive decade of action on global climate change.
Wrapping up an international summit in Scotland, the president praising an international commitment to significantly reduce methane emissions. The president held a press conference and said it was a big mistake for China and Russia to be absent from the COP26 event.
The rest of the world is going to look to China and say, what value added are they providing? And they've lost an ability to influence people around the world and all the people here at COP. The same way I would argue with regard to Russia.
Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer says Democrats have reached a deal on lowering prescription drug prices for senior citizens and families. Schumer not releasing any details. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show on Election Day, a quick blast on what has become an issue in other cities, and then we will go to your calls. But there's yet another major retailer in San Francisco that's made the decision to close due to excessive theft, particularly at night. There's this reporting on Safeway. Now, again, remember people were worried about food deserts for people who are financially struggling, they can't buy the right kind of produce. Safeway! Safeway has been experiencing so many instances of property crime and theft, shoplifting, it's off the charts. Well, so long to San Francisco. Here's the comment by CBS affiliate on what has just happened up there. Listen, clip two.
San Francisco, where thefts are on the rise at a Safeway in the Castro. And
so normally at this hour, you'd see a fair amount of cars in the Safeway parking lot. But take a look. It's pretty much empty. This Safeway used to be open 24 hours. But a San Francisco supervisor said that's not the case anymore because of rampant theft. Tonight, many shoppers were surprised to find that the Safeway they frequent at off hours is now closed at 9 p.m. every night. Supervisor Raphael Mandelman's district includes the Market Street Safeway in the Castro.
I think like a lot of retailers, they have been experiencing increasing theft, property crime and theft from their stores. I think the last 6 months, from what they say, has been sort of off the charts in terms of how bad it's been. It is sad and upsetting and frustrating.
Mandelman said he's now working on organizing a meeting with Safeway, SFPD, and the district attorney.
It's an equity problem. There's a lot of low-income folks, seniors, folks with disability who rely on that Safeway and other Safeways around the city.
Okay, this is unbelievable. And it all relates to the initiative that was passed in California that means that unless you can be found guilty of having stolen $950 worth of merchandise or more, you're not going to be prosecuted. And the result has been skyrocketing theft and the closure of businesses. And this is one of those political issues that is going to be a big issue and should be in 2022, a year from now. Let us go quickly to Pete in Sumner, Washington. Pete, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. I've been a long-time listener, at least 20 years. And
thank you.
I just wanted to point out that a little bit of misinformation that you cited earlier about the educators, the Asian educators. You said that they were well represented. They're actually the least represented in all of public schools as teachers. And my opinion on it, on that is because they're really very anti-Marxist, and they're also doers, not teachers. I've had to defend you a lot lately. I've been trying to call you guys, and I emailed you last week about trying to have a debate with Todd Herman, who shares your guys' station, because I've noticed that you won't talk about natural immunity, and I know that your brother used to live in Israel, and I want to just get...
My brother lives in Israel now, and my brother, and by the way, that kind of debate, neither of us are medical experts. And frankly, the idea, I do not believe that is even worth considering that natural immunity works better than the vaccines. There is no medical evidence that that is the case. And in terms of the idea that Asian teachers aren't represented, it depends on the school district and it depends on what people are teaching. And I think that the idea that that they're not teachers, you're implying that the people who go into teaching are overwhelmingly Marxist. I don't believe that's true. I know many public school teachers who are patriotic, who are pro-free market, and who are in fact conservative. And people shouldn't go into the idea that the crazy stories that we hear about teachers are true about all teachers. This came in speaking about Marxists. This was from next door, and it's from someone in Edmonds who was picking up on this issue of the debate about shoplifting and how terrible it is. And Lauren in Edmonds was defending shoplifting. She says, "Worry about yourself. To see a shoplifter and think how you can stop them instead of how you can help them indicates you are part of the problem that helped to create them." And by the way, shoplifting in particular is one of those things. I mean, James Q. Wilson, may he rest in peace, who was a great professor at UCLA and professor at Harvard at the end of his career, wrote about this myth that basically every kind of crime came because of poverty. It was all that Jean Valjean thing from Les Miserables, that yes, you have to commit crime and you have to steal stuff because you need a loaf of bread because you're starving. It is simply not true. if you look at the criminal statistics, especially for minor crimes like shoplifting, they do not afflict disproportionately the people who are down and out and most desperate to get something to eat. People in a given neighborhood who turn to criminality as opposed to people who try their best to get by, the people who actually turn to criminality are very often people who are not at the bottom and not even particularly suffering. It comes from a vision of the world, not by circumstances. And the idea that you're going to justify every kind of theft, including robbing liquor stores and shoplifting stuff up to $950 because that's due to hardship, is, I think, a great slander and a great unfairness to all the poor people and struggling people in the United States who maintain avoidance of criminality. And it's reductionist, and it's wrong, and it's clearly part of what motivates people on the very extreme left. But how do you talk about the poor people who now won't be able to use that Safeway anymore, or all of the other stores that are closed, who may very well be poor in a difficult neighborhood? And one of the ways that neighborhoods go down is when businesses close. We're talking before about being a pro-business Democrat. And again, that is the only future for that party, to be pro-business and, by the way, pro-police. That was one of the problems with the Democratic convention, you may recall. Is not talking after, and it was such an opportunity, not talking at all about support for police officers. And speaking of support for police officers, an Alabama police chief told his family he'd get COVID vaccine if he recovered. He never did, unfortunately. A 65-year-old Alabama police chief who died of COVID-19 regretted not getting vaccinated, his family said. Buddy Crabtree, who had been with the Ider Police Department since 2011, died on October 30th, just a couple of days ago, after nearly a month-long battle with the coronavirus, WAFF-TV reported. Crabtree's wife, Christy Crabtree, said her husband's diagnosis came as a shock, since he seemed healthy and kept busy, according to WAAY-TV. May he rest in peace, and thank you for your work in law enforcement. And by the way, it's easy to get the vaccines and avoid that regret. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert, Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show. It is election day. Polls have actually about to close in the East Coast, which is where most of the action is, and this particular election. We will be following that closely tomorrow, where we should have, unless this Virginia thing ends up being incredibly close and needing recounts, etc., which it could. I don't think it will, but it could. We should have some definitive results that we can respond to tomorrow. And one of the things that I think everyone has forgotten about is that this is not going to be a definitive hit one way or another on Joe Biden. He's already sealed his own fate. And one of the things that has just been incredibly inept about the president's leadership is he's in Europe talking about climate right now at a time of an election where people are really wondering about his party's future coming up to the midterm elections, where polling is already showing people are preferring the reality of a Republican Congress, which would make things enormously difficult for whatever time remains to Joe Biden's presidency. And Joe Manchin, who, by the way, has created a lot of exasperation on the part of his fellow Democrats and a lot of admiration from, I think, people of principle around the country, whether they're Democratic or Republican or independent or whoever they are. Joe Manchin has been honorable. And he steps out now and says, look, the obvious majority of Americans, about 70% of Americans, support the infrastructure bill. There are 19 Republicans in the U.S. Senate who voted for the bill. There are many more Republicans, I think, at this point, who would vote for it now.
So why not do something bipartisan like you promised and actually get this done instead of being tied up by the extreme Democrats in the Congress? Get something done, and then you can go on and continue debating about the Build Back Better initiative, which has been cut from $3.5 trillion down to $1.7 trillion, and it's still too much, and it still doesn't work, and it still isn't realistic. Here's what Joe Manchin had to say today. This is clip 3A.
As you've heard, there are some House Democrats who say they can't support this infrastructure package until they get my commitment on the reconciliation legislation. It is time to vote on the BIF bill, up or down, and then go home and explain to your constituents the decision you made. And I've always said, if I can't go home and explain it, I can't vote for it, and if I can, I will. I've worked in good faith for 3 months, for the past 3 months, with President Biden, Leader Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, and my colleagues on the reconciliation bill, and I will continue to do so. For the sake of the country, I urge the House to vote and pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for reconciliation bill.
And then he says this about what he has been trying to do. This is B.
While I've worked hard to find a path to compromise, it's obvious compromise is not good enough for a lot of my colleagues in Congress. It's all or nothing, and their position doesn't seem to change unless we agree to everything. Enough is enough. It's time our elected leaders in Washington, all of us, stop playing games with the needs of the American people and holding a critical infrastructure bill hostage. While there is opportunity in the reconciliation bill that we can all agree on, and we've been talking about this for months, it's time to pass the bill and quit playing games.
You think he's right? 1-800-955-1776. Yes! It was actually probably time to stop playing games 6 months ago? 5 months ago? Now speaking of playing games, there was a really clever comeback, it seemed to me, by Vice President Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence. He was out in Iowa. I wonder what he was doing in Iowa. Well, of course, he's thinking about running for president with the Republicans' resurgent, as Virginia indicates. He's thinking about running for president in 2024. And an Iowa student asked him a question about why he didn't stand with Trump on that fateful January 6th. And listen to question and response from the former vice president. This is clip 8.
On the night of the 5th or the morning of the 6th, someone in the White House convinced you that it would destroy your hopes of becoming president if you sent it back to the states. My question is, what is the name of the person who told you to buck the President Trump's plan and certify the votes?
James Madison. But virtually everything you recited relative to me is false.
And basically he said James Madison because he's known as the father of the Constitution. He was the leading architect at the Constitutional Convention. And by the way, he's the main reason he took notes very, very carefully. He's the main reason we know what went on at the Constitutional Convention. And what he's saying is that there is literally no constitutional basis. There is no credible constitutional scholar, none, zero, zip, not a zilch, who says that the vice president has the right to disregard the decisions that have been made by the electoral authorities in given states and to basically ask the legislature to decide. If you read about the contested election of 1876. That was the closest we came to anything like that. That's Brett Bierre's book, his new book about the rescue of the Republic, about President Grant, is on that subject. Meanwhile, a subject of the swinging 60s, That was the subject of a big new movie just released. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Thomas and Mackenzie of Jojo Rabbit plays a British country girl who comes to London to study fashion, where she's haunted by a sexy spirit of the swinging 60s, played by Anya Taylor-Joy in the psychological horror film Last Night in Soho, playing now in theaters.
Can you believe this was a vision?
The guy that killed her is still alive. I have to stop him.
And you'll feel like you have to stop this long before its grisly climax. Writer-director Edgar Wright is justly celebrated for his stylish intensity, but here the audience joins the main character in fighting a losing battle to distinguish nostalgic nightmares from current realities. The lavish soundtrack featuring lots of pre-Beatles British pop is the most appealing part of the movie, together with supporting roles from actors from the real 60s, including Diana Rigg, Rita Tushingham, and Terrence Stamp. Rated R for graphic, sometimes frightening scenes of violence and brutal sexuality. 1.5 stars for the artsy but annoying Last Night in Soho. And the fact that this actually stars, and it is a star-building role, Anya Taylor-Joy of Queen's Gambit, who so many people enjoyed in that TV series. She's very good in the film, and the film has all kinds of style from the popular, stylish director of Shaun of the Dead and other acclaimed films. I think that's gotten this more attention than it deserves. And even though it can be handsome to watch, when the plot is incoherent and the characters are not deeply sympathetic, and the entire thing ends up making no sense at all with a twist at the end. It's one of those head-slapping twists. I think people will be largely disappointed by it. Tomorrow will be the day after Election Day. We should have the results. What will those results mean for the country right now and for our politics right now and for the big election 1 year from now? I think it may help to encourage Republicans. Even if it's close in Virginia, where Biden actually carried the state by 10 points, we will cover that not just in Virginia, but here in Seattle. And we'll talk a little bit with some insiders about what the Republican Party can do to be more competitive in this state, because Seattle is not the only district or the only part of Washington that matters. We will also be talking about a new New York Times column that demands that homeless people should be treated like other protective classes, like people who are the victims of racism, of homophobia, or of religious prejudice. Is that a good idea? Is that the future for this greatest nation on God's green earth? Don't think so.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.